Hello, everybody, boys and girls, theys and thems. Hi, how are you? My name is GK Nyambuja, and this is a new episode. Like, it's a new year, it's a new dawn, it's a new day. That was such a lame joke. Oh my god. I also just like woke up a little while ago, but I've just been groggy in bed. I wanted to make this episode just so I can feel like, okay, I'm at par with the podcasting. And I know that I don't really have the best news, actually. I'm here to tell you that I might be taking like a break, because this new year season, I think I just have too many sudden resolutions that I have made for myself, and I just feel like I need to take some time off to repurpose and refocus. And I want to touch grass. Like, I want to be one. I want to leave completely the life that I've made for myself online. And I want to touch grass. I want to be in the present with my family and my friends and my books and people that I think I like, you know. I feel like I want to, I don't know, I just have so many things to do, and they're gonna take so much energy from me. So I think I'm just gonna be taking a little break. I think I'm lying about the little. It might be a long break, but I will definitely be making podcast episodes so I can give you like updates on what's going on with my little life. I think I like this little life. And then I'll probably make like little vlogs. I actually vlogged my Christmas, but I can't bring myself to post it. I've not even edited it. I've been judging myself so harshly. I don't understand why. I've also been thinking, oh my God, so many people have the wrong impression of me in their heads. And there's really mostly nothing I can do about that. But I feel like I need to stop caring. Like, I never used to care. So when did I start giving a shit? You know? I just feel like I need to relax, take a step back. Excuse me. I need to relax, take a step back. Also, Happy New Year. I hope your resolutions are looking nice. And if you don't have any, please don't feel pressured. It's okay. Like, being alive is enough, to be honest. It's just, I've done more than just be alive, and I feel like I need to come back to myself. I need to pour back into my cup. Normally in January, this is how I am, and I hope I sustain. I hope this goes for a long time. It would normally last till like May, but I hope it lasts longer than May this time, because, you know, I graduated. Did I tell you guys? Oh my God, I don't think I told you that your girl is a lawyer now. I'm actually a lawyer. I keep forgetting. It's like every day I wake up and I have to be like reminded of the things that I have done, because I have cried many tears. Like, I've been to the School of Law. I even have a recording of the administrator at the School of Law calling security on me to get me out of... that's a really long story. I don't think I told you. So this one time I went to get my shit fixed. So the lecturer said it had been fixed, and the exam officer said it had been fixed, but I needed someone to fix the system for me. Like, it was a registration issue, so I needed her to fix it for me. And I'd been going to school for 3 weeks every day, and let me tell you, every day I cried for those 3 weeks. I'd wake up and I'd be posting, okay, it's time for me to life again. And I just go to school and I cry because I'm so frustrated and I just can't seem to get the help that I needed. That was long. Anyway, so this one time I go to the administrator's office, which is upstairs of Block B in my university, and I'm just sat in the office. It's a big office, so there are a couple other people in there. I'd gotten to school at like 9 a.m. and so the administrator comes and she's like, excuse me, you guys come back at 2 p.m. Get out, I need to do some work for the dean. I'm like, first of all, the dean has not been in the school for like 2 weeks. Okay, I know, because I've been coming every day and I've still not been helped by you. So I'm not leaving. Like, do what you will. Literally, come with a fucking grenade, blow me the fuck up. I have nothing left to lose. I have nothing left to lose. So I'm there, I'm sat, I'm standing on business. Like, I literally take a seat. She's like, get out. I say, no, I'll wait for you till 2 p.m. here. And then she's like, hiya. So she calls the security office, but she's speaking in some language I don't understand. I think it was... Oh my God, I'm so sorry for the yawning. Oh my God, I should make some noodles and cheese. Oh, that's gonna slap. Anyway, I'm chilling with, what's her face? The administrator, and she calls like the security office, but she's speaking in a language that I don't understand. I have a recording of all this. One thing you're never gonna catch me lacking. One thing about me that you'll never not find is receipts. I'll always have receipts. Actually, when I was sat at the administrator's office, I was like, I wish she would hit me. Like, please put your hands on me so this can escalate and I can actually graduate. Like, you'll definitely be hearing from me if you actually smacked me. You know, but if she doesn't touch me, like, where does this story go? Just another story. Just another day. Just another life. Nah, please smack me and give me a black eye or something. Let me escalate this to the vice chancellor. Please, I'm begging you. Because you're not helping me. And I've been here for 3 weeks every day. So I sat on the seat. She calls the security office. I'm still sitting there. And I'm so heavy-faced. Like, my muscles not twitching, not moving. I'm not stuttering on what I'm saying. I said, I'm going to wait for you until 2 p.m. here in your office. Why do you need to close the door to work? I'll be here, just do your thing. And then oh my God, is my housey coming today? I need to call her. I keep getting distracted, guys. ADHD in Dania. Airbnb. Ooh. So a security officer, someone from the security office, comes to get me, and then she's like, okay, you're being called in the security office. And I'm like, okay, fine, let's go. So we get there, and then I find this sweet old man just sitting there with his legs crossed in a suit, just sat at his computer desk asking me, what is the matter? Hey, I wished someone would ask me what the matter was for 3 fucking weeks. Oh. Anyway, so as soon as he asks me what the matter is, I'm breaking down, I'm crying, like, oh God, you're listening to me and the administrator won't listen to me. Mind you have nothing to do with my academic records. Anyway, so he tells me, okay, just go see the assistant registrar. He writes me a note. I take it, and then I'm given like first priority to see the registrar. I get there, my shit is fixed ish that was for one thing. I had like 3 issues. Ugh. Bro, let me tell you, when your end student tells you, when you ask them, are you graduating, and they say hopefully, take that hopefully very, take it to the heart, okay? And hold that graduation with a grain of salt. The intention to graduate, hold it with a grain of salt, because good God, it's actually so fucked up. Anyway, that happened. Like, just the reason why I was so emotional on my graduations, I had 3, was because I just had suffered for so long, and just thinking that I was going to disappoint my parents. And it's not like they expected anything of me, you know, it's just like, I've done so much for myself. I had a job, I have accounting certificates, I have shit I do on the side that's working, but like, this is the one thing that I really needed. It's like, I need to give them some kind of bragging rights, in my opinion. That's just how I felt. Like, at this point, by the time your end was coming to, like, an end for me, it was starting to feel a lot like, actually, I just want to crown you. Like, let me adorn you. You've worked so hard for me, and I just want to give this to you. Like, I just want you to see me in this light. You know? I want to change your place at the table, mommy. You know? Just please, dad, I want to give you some bragging rights. And my dad kept saying, like, in each party of my graduation that he thinks he's the proudest dad in the world. And that was just so, oh my gosh. Okay, wait, wait. I do not intend on crying today. Anyway, so I'm going to be, my voice is shaky. I'm going to be taking a little break to just refocus, repurpose, reevaluate my decisions and my dreams and my wants. And every time I post a podcast episode, I'll definitely post it on my Instagram story. So do not unfollow me yet. if that's something you'd want to do, then I understand, actually. Whatever I'm doing feels bigger than me, and I have to break in a couple hundred ways to make shit work out for me this year in the way that I want them to work out for me. I don't want to sound like those people in the gym in January, but it's just how it is. This is the last time, I hope. But you know, life, I'll forever have like resolutions. I'm gonna fall in love. I'm going to have a husband and kids. Hopefully. Oh, I have a crush. Oh my god, I have a crush. He's so fine, guys. Like, he's so fine. He's so fine, and he's so funny, and he's so, I don't know, I just really like him a lot. I hope this works out. I just can this go right, please? Do you know how many wrong stories I've had last year? I'm tired. Essentially, all I'm saying is I want to be in love, and I want to do it honestly, and it's just so cute. Oh my god, wait. Oh my god, wait. I don't know if I should tell the story, if when I tell the story I'm invading his privacy, but like no one knows him, so like I didn't post him, no one's seen us together. So I'm gonna tell you about our first date. Oh my days. That was actually like best day of last year. That was last year? Oh yeah. Best day of last year after graduation, of course. Let me lie on the bed so I can tell you like the little girl I am right now. Listen, so I'm not gonna say where I met him because it can be a little controversial. But I met him through a friend. Through the friend of a friend. Yeah, actually, through the friend of a friend. And then I just kind of like talked to him that night, but he just didn't, I don't know, he just kept like asking me if I'm gonna remember. Of course I'm gonna remember. I'm so tired of everyone thinking I'm a slut and I don't remember people's faces and their conversations. I feel like that's also the reason why I don't have new friends. It's because everyone thinks that I'm so constantly overwhelmed with people and new experiences that I don't remember. I do. What do you mean? I fucking do. Like, okay, that's besides the point. Anyway, I met him, talked to him that night. I liked how he hugged. I was like, okay, that's fine. I was wearing I was wearing a really short skirt, tights, boots, and some shirt. And how did I feel his skin then? Okay, that made no sense, but I could have sworn I did feel something. Anyway, so we planned for like a breakfast date, and I was like, oh yeah, sure, breakfast will be fine. But then I'd be busy. I'd be a little busy because the next day was also my graduation. And what else? And I had to go to Shags the next week. Like, I also had another graduation ceremony. Guys, I have too many family members and friends. And we had to do it for all of us. Like, I just wanted to invite everyone and come and be happy with me. Because I'm just so fucking happy right now. You know, that's just how I was feeling. I was in a good old jolly mood. And then I came back from Nyeri and I texted him. I was like, hey, oh God, like, dinner, we should have dinner. We said we'd have dinner. So we go to dinner, we have a good time, and then we went mini golfing. Oh my god, I feel like such a mdaku. Why am I telling you this? Anyway, I feel like it's a good story. I feel like it's a good story, so let me just tell you. I get to the we went for a game. We had a mini golf thing game, and then I won. He said if he won, he wanted a bra strap bracelet. And I feel like, oh my God, this nigga is weird like me. Like, you know when you meet someone and they're weird and you're like, oh, okay, you're weird. No, I was like, actually, I feel like we're on the same level of weirdness. Anyway, so that happened. I did not lose, as a bitch would. I won. And so I hadn't thought about what I wanted. I hadn't thought about what I wanted after I won. But we went to get ice cream, and next to the ice cream shop was a butter shop. And he was like, yeah, come, let me buy you ngomas. I was like, yeah, ngomas would be nice. I like ngomas, you know. And then we get in there, and he's like, oh, my God, Gladys. He calls me Gladys, which I think is so cute and funny as well. Oh, my God, why am I so... Can't I keep a secret? Oh, God. Anyway, so when we enter the butter shop, he's just like, his eyes literally lit up. He's like, oh my God. Gladys, this would look so good on you. And what's he holding up? Toffees. So he bought me toffees, you guys. And now I'm just down my shoe rack. And they're so odd. Like, it's so odd. You're so weird in a good way. Like, I like that kind of weirdness. I'm not going to say anything more, but I had a really eventful night that night. Nothing too crazy happened, but crazy shit happened for sure. Anyway, I feel like he's already such a good friend. Like, I like him so much as a friend, and I would definitely pursue more from him. Like, I want more, 100%. Anyway, I was talking about my resolutions this year. So I just want to touch grass, be in touch with the universe, read my novels. I remember last year at a time like this is when I read 8 novels in January only. And I felt so... And then last year was also like the first time I was consistent at the gym for like 3 months. And that was so good. And then I suddenly just kind of went blah because school was stressing me. I was like, fuck, I need to drop everything I'm doing and focus on school. And that's what I did. But now I want to like focus on school from jump because I start school in February. And then I want to just go back to pottery class. I just want to go back to like reading my books. I want to try new recipes. I want to hang out with my friends. I want to learn physical touch in the most honest, purest form. Like I also want sex to be more meaningful to me. I want to remember funny things. Also, like, I haven't drunk since 31st night, and I intend to keep it like that for a little while so that I don't know. I just feel like it's right. I just want to do this. I just want to do this for a little while. See how long I can hold this up. And it's okay if you also do not have resolutions. Like, I'm just really talking about my life. This is a little vlog, if I do say so myself. Anyway, I hope to see you guys soon. I'll definitely be open to the DMs that you guys send. And if I'm unavailable, you can just send me a little email. My email address is on the show notes. And yeah, I don't know. Let me try and experience the little life. Okay? You know, I think I like this little life song. Yeah, I think I want to experience the little life. I want to detach from the opinions of so many people who I don't even know on the internet. Okay, bye guys. It's a beautiful Wednesday. I need to call my housey and see if she's coming. And because my house needs to be cleaned. I haven't been here since graduation. It needs to be thoroughly cleaned. And then I'll catch you guys on the next one. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. What else do people say? Compliments of the season, essentially. Okay? I'll see you guys when I see you. Bye.
Oh my God. Wait. I think I experienced the most romantic act in my life ever. I know I had left. My bad. I'm back. Just a second. Okay. When we went mini golfing with my friend, it feels wrong calling him a friend. Anyway, when I went mini golfing with the boy, I felt like, oh no, wait, I won 100%. But when you play mini golf, you get like a score chart. You get like a little card that has two pages, like two sides of a page. Two pages, yes, not two sides of a page. And so we ripped it in half and I kept half of it and he kept the other half. And I feel like that's the most romantic thing I've ever experienced in my life. Okay, bye guys. Now for real. Bye. See ya when I see you.